Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, we've had a tremendous week behind us. We've got a tremendous interview in front of us today with Dr. Patrick Porter. Are you excited to have him here or what?
I am totally excited. Dr. Porter just brings so much to the table with helping people to understand what's really going on, right?
Oh my gosh, you want to talk about all the intricacies in each one of us behind the scenes. I mean, there's a lot of things to talk about today. We're going to have a really fantastic show.
We absolutely are. I can't wait to hear his words of wisdom.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things coming up today. The first thing that came to mind when I'm thinking about today's podcast was the idea of perfect practice makes perfect. We've always heard that term, practice makes perfect, but perfect yes. Practice makes perfect.
So perfect practice, that must mean that you can't make any mistakes when you're practicing, or you've practiced so often and so long that you are perfect. Is that it?
That is what it is, yes. There's a saying that I've heard a handful of times. It says, amateurs practice something until they get it right. Professionals practice something until they cannot get it wrong.
Wow, that's deep. That's really deep.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of that today. We're going to be talking about some repetition, which is can be fun if it's something fun and enlightening and wonderful.
Well, I really can't hardly wait because Dr. Porter just is so magnificent in his thinking and in how he's approaching making things better for the mind, for the body, for the spirit. I'm just really totally engaged in his teaching and in his work that he's doing to help everyone with the brain.
And business professionals and entrepreneurs are typically people who are dedicated to lifelong learning and learning how to learn better, faster, more efficiently. It's definitely a fantastic tool that you want to be utilizing.
Well, I think it all starts with wanting to continue to learn, because when people get out of school and they finish their education, sometimes I think people think, gee, that was a lot and I'm ready to not have to do that anymore. And I've always been the opposite. I pick things up and I just start reading because I have this hunger for knowledge. And it's pretty interesting when you know a little about a lot of things, because then you've got a real repertoire to pull from.
Yes, and you know, all these common themes in business and in the arts actually all kind of come together. We really find that the universal laws kind of show up in every place, don't they?
They really do. I just am a sponge to learn different things. I just have a lot of different interests, and I think that is what's fascinating, is there is a common thread between so many different things.
Cindy, take us through to our favorite part of the week, our word of the week.
Time for the word of the week.
It is cognitive. I love that word because it just really has such a great meaning, because the brain is really the powerhouse of the body, mind, and spirit, because nothing happens until something hits the brain, right?
Until something up there starts working. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly, exactly. So the dictionary meaning is, cognitive is of relating to cognition, concerned with the act of process or knowing, perceiving, cognitive development, cognitive functioning. And it's also relating to the mental processes of perception, memory, judgment, and reasoning as contrasted with emotional and volitional process.
Yes, you know, cognition, we're talking about the mental process of perception, memory, as opposed to emotional processes. We're going to find out a little bit later that those two actually come into play together, and that sometimes one is pushing the other, sometimes one is pushing, or they push back and forth. And sometimes we're led by one when we need to be led by the other. We're going to learn a lot more about that in a few minutes.
Yes. Well, one of the interesting things is that when I first learned that I was highly intuitive, what I discovered later was that my strongest intuitive gift is claircognizance, which is just knowing. And I really think that's the hardest one to know, that you're highly intuitive, because you just know stuff. And of course, I always thought, growing up, everyone just knew stuff. And I think that what happens is that many times when people are not tuned into themselves, or they're stressed out, or they have too many mindset issues going on to where they can't be clear thinking, that they don't have the ability to access their claircognizance nature to just know stuff. And maybe Dr. Porter can shed some light on that.
Yeah, I'm assuming he's going to share lots of insights with us today. He's got some really wonderful information and a fantastic technology. Both you and I have used, Cindy. It's been super helpful.
Well, I actually bought it, so maybe Dr. Porter can share some of that outstanding product that he's developed. And, you know, I'd really love for him to share, too, some of what his research is, because it's quite fascinating.
You know, there's a book that I like to reference quite a bit. Daniel Coyle wrote a book called The Talent Code, and he talks about myelination and how the human brain develops these pathways as we learn new skills. And as we learn new skills, we develop stronger and stronger pathways so we can do things better. Again, we're talking about the idea of repetition, about doing things in a way that we're focusing on the very best and creating the best. Creating the best mental processes leads to what? Sometimes it leads to great wealth, doesn't it?
Well, and sometimes leads to great inventions. Look at all the greats over the centuries who, because they continue to push themselves and go to areas of the mind to come up with, you know, all of the things we use today. I just think that that's, you know, part of it is just like with exercise, you lose it, use it or lose it.
Yeah, there's a tagline from that book that says, greatness isn't born, it's grown. And that really is a wonderful feeling to know that, and that there's the ability to move yourself from where you were to where you want to be. And we're very fortunate to be in this time and era to have so many tools, so many skills, so much understanding about the brain, the human body, about the human condition, how it works together with the emotions in order to create a whole human being. This is a really, really, this is a really exciting time to move forward and make changes in your life, because we know more about how to do it than ever before.
Could be a double-edged sword, though, because, you know, we have too many distractions to really focus today.
Well, yeah, that's you gotta turn off Facebook.
Big issue today with social media driving everybody. You can't put that phone down.
Well, there is that. Yes, the distractions, you know, probably have their place, too, and I'm sure that there's going to be a little bit of insight on that too from Dr. Porter. You know, that's probably something we're going to have to ask him about, isn't it?
Exactly. I think it's just the fascination of knowing what people are doing from minute to minute. I don't understand how people have the time to even post all the stuff they're posting. You know,
yeah, I would agree. I want to talk a little bit about a little bit of coaching things that one of the coaching concepts that I've utilized in my own personal coaching, which is always starting with an assessment, always finding out first where you are. That's a really important part. Cindy, do you find that too? You always want to start with an assessment, find out where you're starting, what your point A is?
Well, it's always a good practice to analyze where things are and to, in the back of your mind, understand where you want things to go, beginning and end, and then that way you can figure out what needs to go in the middle.
Yeah, because sometimes the middle is a really fun and interesting path. I know with Dr. Porter and utilizing his technology, the BrainTap device, been able to definitely reduce stress significantly. And I find that that is one of the very most important things when you're coaching someone to help them do. Because when someone walks in the door, they're not always right there with you, right? The first thing that they may be still thinking about what they did 5 minutes early. They've got to pay the bills. They've got to pick up the kids later. They've got a million things on their minds that are distractions, kind of take them away. And it's really nice to just take a moment, take a few minutes, get them in the right proper mindset, let go of all the distractions, and then begin. And boy, does that make a difference.
Yes. Yes. I think that they have pills for that.
Yeah. Those seem to work a little bit too well.
Usually. I know. But of course, Dr. Porter's way is so much healthier.
Yeah. And then I have the students standing up rather than laying down on the couch. It's a lot better that
way. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I say that in humor, but when I take anything, my brain becomes foggy. And so I find that I rarely take anything, even those sinus pills. Oh my gosh. I was like in a fog for 2 days.
That happens. Yeah, I'd agree. Well, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be hearing from Dr. Patrick Porter. He is the CEO of BrainTap Technologies, and he has some fantastic words of wisdom for us today. He's going to tell us about his ideas and his theories on creating a better you by training your brain and training your mind using his BrainTap technology, as well as we're going to learn a few little tips and tricks about how to get started with that.
Well, I'm just sure he's going to be a wealth of knowledge for us to be able to tap in and help ourselves, not only with just, his fantastic equipment that he's developed, but also he's going to have some wonderful tips for us. I'm just sure of that.
We're really lucky to have him here today. He's a fantastic individual, kind and caring and a great guy all around, as well as someone who is able to help move you forward in your business and in your personal life. So please stay tuned. Just a couple minutes. We'll be right back with the Imagine More Success podcast. Please stay with us.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having, and I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. Cindy, we've got Dr. Porter on in just a couple minutes, and he promises that you can tap into your mind's power and transform your life anytime, anywhere. Isn't that the truth?
It absolutely is. I think that people underestimate the power of the mind and what can be done if you just tap in and utilize it.
I know. Luckily, like I said, we're in a wonderful place surrounded by entrepreneurs. Dr. Porter is someone I actually became aware of through a friend several years ago. And then guess what? This guy shows up at Imagination IQ and we get to meet him in person. I didn't even know he was going to be there.
I know. And I'm so glad I wandered over to his table as busy as I was speaking and working my own table to learn about what it is exactly that he does, because I believe the mind is the most underutilized resource, not only for us individually, but on the planet.
I would have to agree. And without further ado, I'd love to introduce Dr. Patrick Porter. Dr. Patrick, thanks for coming in today. Great to have you here.
Well, it's great to be here, Thomas. And
excellent. Hey, I wanted to take a moment to ask you about a story that you were telling to us earlier about a client of yours whom you helped.
Okay. Well, I thought I would tell you a story about an Olympic athlete, actually, because I get a chance to work with some high-level athletes.
And fantastic.
This person actually, when you think about Olympians, everybody thinks they never have any troubles. They never have any issues. So, you know, they look at, especially now that we're in the Olympic time period here. And so what happens is with this person, they had never made it to a final race, although in practice, in qualifying, they were always in the top of their race, but something was stopping them. It wasn't their physical ability. It was their psychological ability. It was the way they're, because your psychology affects your physiology. So if you think you can, like the old saying goes, Henry Ford, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you won't. So what was happening there is we helped her to condition her mind through something you had said earlier in the show that I was listening to, is stress. When somebody puts undue stress, when she's in practice, she didn't feel any pressure. And but when she was in the meet, she put undue pressure on herself that really, because it's not really there. And by working with her, what happens at that point is she started to visualize herself winning a race. And actually, in the Summer Olympics is when we worked with her. She was the first time a female from America made it to the finals in the 800-meter race, because it's such a hard race for us. So wow. when these athletes do this, and we've had a chance to work with several people that have barriers. Just as a side note, we work a lot with gymnasts. And the problem with gymnasts isn't that they're not good. They get hurt and they can't overcome that mental battle. So think of our own personal lives. We get a little stub our toe, or we have a relationship issue, or we get somebody slams a door in our face. You can either move through it, or you can move around it, or you can stop and do nothing. And unfortunately, a lot of people do nothing.
Yeah. And you know, in that, when you're talking about an Olympic athlete, you're talking about someone who's already dedicated themselves to significant hard work, significant work ethic, tremendous amount of just effort, input, hard work, dedication. And when you find out that someone who is able to go to those levels is having a hard time, you know that it can happen to anybody, right?
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, when Sydney was talking about taking pills and what it does to you, we possess the world's largest pharmacy. It's our human brain. It can release 30,000 different neurochemicals. So if we think the positive thoughts, our brain creates that corresponding chemical reaction, which creates the emotion, which drives behavior. So if we can get people to think the right thoughts, all the other mechanisms fall into place. But if they get in their own way because that 3-pound universe doesn't function right, then we have issues.
The 3-pound universe. That's a really cool term. I haven't heard that before.
Well, and stress also creates such a havoc in the body. And, you know, the body is one of the things that the mind controls totally. So imagine if you've got the negative thinking and the stress, and then you try to get your body under control.
Well, one thing I don't think the listeners actually know is you can take the world's greatest vitamins, but if you're under stress, your body's in fight or flight. It actually puts all the blood out of your digestive system, puts it out into your limbs because it thinks you're running from a saber-toothed tiger or something. And then that really good nutrition that you just put into your system gets flushed out. So when you relax, that's why it's so important even to pray before you eat. It's more to set your own body. I mean, it's good to pray anyway, but to set yourself up so that your body's relaxed, you can digest the food, all the systems are working for you. You don't just, and that's why we don't recommend watching TV either. I mean, I tell people if you're too happy out there is a solution for that. Turn on CNN.
Turn on the TV. Yeah. You're right.
Yes.
Yeah, you want to be happier, keep the TV turned off. Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, especially these days.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Porter, tell us a little bit about your overall concept. Well, tell us first a little bit about brain tap technology.
Okay. Well, I can kind of roll them both in together for you.
Sure.
So first of all, when I was brought up, my dad was a very gifted alcoholic. So, you know, we were in a very stressful home and I was a very good troublemaker, you know. And so my dad said, man, you need some help. So he started teaching me how to meditate. And he tricked me. He said, you can do this for sports. So, you know, in being a kid, of course, I wanted to excel in that. So what we have to do is find out what somebody loves and then kind of niche in what we do into it. So with Brain Tap, we have over 800 sessions. So if somebody wants to Brain Tap, they can do it as simply as using their iPhone or their Android. They can use a smartphone. They can do it through, because there's sound there. That sound is balancing the brain. And what we wanted to do was, how can we accelerate somebody's learning to relax? Because people learn to stress out, but they learn it unconsciously. We're talking about cognitive thinking and cognition and those kind of things. They go from this unconscious incompetence to this conscious competency. And what we want to do is accelerate this so they become unconsciously competent about something they want to do instead of something they've been led to do or programmed to do, let's say, by society. I mean, they say that we build our habits and patterns by the time we're 7. And a lot of people before this neuroplasticity that we're talking about earlier, comes in. They thought our brain was fixed. We yes. now know that our brain continues to mold, evolve. In fact, they now know that through meditation, relaxation techniques like brain tap, you're controlling up to 90% of the genome of your body. You can turn those genes on or off by the wow. thoughts you think. So what our overall arching thing is, we wanted to bring light, sound, and vibration together, make it affordable to the masses. I mean, some people can get our app for as little as $2 and just start doing it, in as much as $30 a month. And, you know, we have a lot of different resources online for them, because I believe that we all have our own peer group, let's say. And if I help you, Thomas or Sydney, and you go, wow, this really helped me, you're going to tell your family member or friend, and it's going to make a better world for all of us. And that's actually, they've also said that what we experienced, like if our great grandparents had depression, they've turned on the gene for depression in us. Generations later. So when we learn to relax, we're not just helping our generation, we're helping generations to come. Like my daughter feels that, even though she's not in the room with me and my son, just because of our genetic structure and our, you know, we're transmitting and receiving information all the time. So our goal at BrainTap is to make a more peaceful, relaxing, fulfilling world. And when you get stress out of the equation, great things happen in your life.
Absolutely.
I've seen that over and over again, and I'm so thrilled that there are so many wonderful, positive ways that you've created to help people. Can you share how people can get the BrainTap app?
Yeah, if they go to try BrainTap, they can go there and they can actually sign up and they can get information about a sleeping program. But you can go to BrainTapTech.com, and you can sign up for a 15-day trial there. If you request it, I'm not sure if you're going to invite it here. Usually I can send you, we actually allow people to download my book, Thrive and Overdrive. There's a link that we can provide you because a lot of people need a little more education than just this hour or, you know, that we're talking here, so they can learn about it. But I think anybody can do this. We've got this God gift, and what we're going to do is we're going to use tools like light, sound, and vibration to guide the brain through entrainment to a natural state that we all had when we were kids. When we were learning and we were in the super state of learning, which usually happens before 7, that's because we had a high degree of theta brainwave activity. For those not scientists, that's the brainwave between being awake and asleep. And so our brain, as we get older and we get stressed out, it starts to minimize that brainwave and causes us not to sleep well, not to relax well. But we can all re-engage that and practice. And through meditation, we can engage the alpha brainwave. So there's a lot of things we can do.
Dr. Porter, could you describe for the listeners exactly what the BrainTap technology is like?
Okay. So when you close your eyes are closed and you're exposed to light frequencies. These lights, your eyes aren't just attached to your brain, they are the brain. So this light goes through closed eyelids, attracts the optic nerve, and it's at a certain frequency. So like beat music, it's going to take you from being maybe a little bit excited in beta and take you into a relaxed state. Now, in relation to that, we also have information coming in through the right or left ear. So you're hearing sounds and you're hearing music. Most of the time, most people only hear the music. Together, this light, sound, and music. And then we have quite a few of our sessions have guided imagery where we take them through it. And each time we're going to train the brain to go into a deeper level, bring them back out. The nice thing is you don't have to learn anything. You can even think you're falling asleep. And we know through cortical responses like neurofeedback that your brain is still learning those algorithms and will apply them in your life when you wake up.
Yes,
that is so totally cool. I can't even believe it.
Yeah, it's the BrainTap technology is actually really cool because it's almost like wearing a pair of glasses, and then there's lights that can affect your eyes as they flash in very specific frequencies and colors, as well as a headset which allows you to hear, say, both binaural beats. Is that correct?
Yes,
binaural beats. And
isochronic tones, and we have also Noge frequencies, all to design to trigger different parts of the brain, because we don't just have two brains like a lot of people heard, right brain and left brain. We actually have many different factions in what our brain does. Like, for instance, our frontal lobe has to do with critical thinking. And most people, when they close their eyes, like to meditate, they cut that off. We want to engage that because under stress, we want you to have your best thinking. We don't want you to go to primitive thinking, right. Reactionary thinking. So that's part of the process.
Makes total sense.
That's
true. When we come back, I would love to hear more about the sleep part of how you help people, because most of America, as I understand it, is struggling to get enough sleep, quality sleep.
Yes, that's very true. I usually in my talk say, look to the right, look to the left. if it's not one of them, it's you that has the problem with sleep, because one out of three people is having trouble sleeping.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. Sometimes it's probably all three of the people that you're talking to.
Exactly. A little denial, if not.
Yes.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of talk about sleep in the next section. Hopefully you will stay awake for a few more minutes, because we are going to be hearing from our sponsors. But when we come back, we're going to hear more from Dr. Patrick Porter. Again, if you want to just get a little taste of what he's doing, go to trybraintap.com. If you want to see the full website and all of his information, you want to go to braintaptech.com. It's BRAINTAPTECH.com. So please stay with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Thank you for joining us again on the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Today we've got Dr. Patrick Porter from braintaptech.com with us. In the previous section, we were talking about sleep. I'm sure most of the people in the audience would love to learn how to get better sleep and how to get more of it. Could you please enlighten us, Dr. Porter?
Well, certainly. I'll tell you what the problem is, first of all, so that you can maybe identify with it. What happens is through our day, most people are living a life of low-level stress, which means they don't even really realize they have it. They're just, it's just kind of eating at them all day. And that puts their brain into a hyper state of beta. And beta is good. We need it to drive. We need it to activate in sports. But if we get too much of this brainwave, we get too much anxiety, too much stress, too much fear. And then when we go to sleep, what happens is during the day, then what happens is your brain gets inflamed. So this inflammation happens and we get high delta frequencies, which means your brain wants to go to sleep. You're tired. So what, unfortunately, what a lot of people do then is they'll caffeinate or they'll do something to stimulate their body.
You know, so relaxing.
Yes. So, and then when they finally get into bed at night, the brain does a flip. And we have technology that we actually show people. We use heart rate variability and neurofeedback equipment. We can show them what their brain's doing. And the brain does something really bizarre at night. It makes the flip, which means instead of having delta, which you need to sleep, it now turns on low-level beta so they can deal with their day, because your brain is designed to protect you, to make your life better. It's a servo mechanism, goal striving. So what happens is you go to sleep, your brain says, here's everything that happened during the day. What's important? What's not important? So then if you're one of those people that really starts to stress out about things, you start to engage more beta instead of turning off the brain. And so the brain wave, we should go through three cycles of sleep, which means we go through all these different brain waves every night. It's just, that's why if you've ever had a smartwatch or you use these devices they have on the side of the bed. In fact, it's so popular, Dr. Oz actually invested in one of the companies that monitors sleep because so many people have it. And but what happens is most people don't realize they don't get enough deep sleep. And we were talking earlier is if you get this deep sleep, something magical happens in the brain. And most people are missing out on this because they're not getting the deep level four sleep. In 2016, Scientific America came out with a study that said that the brain has a detox program. It's got a protocol. Every night when you reach that deep level of sleep, deep delta, it actually opens up all the synapses in the brain. The body goes into a sleep paralysis. So if you ever woke up in the middle of the night and you couldn't move, you were actually woke up in the middle of that cleaning cycle of your brain. And then it flushes out the toxins. So what happens if you don't get that deep level sleep? Like most people need at least 30 minutes to an hour and a half, 2 hours of deep level sleep. The more deep level sleep you get, that's how you feel good at night. I mean, when you wake up, if you don't get that deep level sleep, you could sleep for 8 hours and wake up tired. So that's why monitoring it's so important for people. And there's certain other biophysiological things that happen, but what the BrainTap does, which is so nice, it reconditions the brain. And there's neurotransmitters that are triggered by brain function, right? So, but those neurotransmitters aren't made in the brain, which is, some people go, well, I need these neurotransmitters in my brain. No, your brain, these different brainwave frequencies, like alpha creates acetylcholine. So it triggers this in the brain. It tells the gut to go ahead and make these neurotransmitters. 95% of the neurotransmitters are made in your gut, not in your brain. And then they circulate through the body. So your body's this intelligent, super intelligent, mechanism, if you will, but we have to put it in the right state, and stress disrupts all of that. If you have too much stress, then what happens is you get too much of the neurotransmitter that causes anxiety. That's why you feel it in your toes and your fingers as well, because these circulating neurotransmitters are not being used at the right time. And if you don't go through these cycles during sleep, you never turn on these neurotransmitters. The biggest drug out there, you were talking about earlier about drugs, is serotonin uptake inhibitors.
Yes.
This is like putting serotonin in your refrigerator and saying, this is my serotonin for today, but I'm going to put it in the refrigerator in case I need it later, but you never use it. Mm-hmm. That's what these drugs do. It just holds it in the brain. Our bodies are designed to use what it makes for this moment. In fact, most scientists now know breathing. Somebody mentioned breathing earlier too. Breathing is so important. It's probably the most underutilized therapy that there is.
I would agree.
We can't think if we don't breathe, right? And when we've tested people on our equipment, the best physiology we found are dancers, yoga instructors, and martial artists. And because you think about what they do, they're moving, they're dancing. I mean, if you watch somebody who doesn't know how to dance, once I learned this, I started dancing out there. I don't know if it's improved my dancing.
We can only hope.
At least I know I'm not stressing out, because I'd find myself holding my breath or thinking what other people are thinking. When you see those guys like on Dancing with the Stars or all these competitions,
yeah,
it's just a fluid motion. And really what the ancients knew, like I just got back from a trip from India from Pyramid Valley. It was an awesome experience with quantum energy. And they believe, and I believe it's true, that the information you need in the next moment in time comes in the breath, because in the breath is something called pranic energy, the energy of the cosmos. So you breathe it in, it activates this nervous system. It instructs you. If you don't get that instruction, then the body doesn't know what to do. So we get this instruction from the air we breathe, the light we experience, and of course the communication we have within ourselves.
It sounds like that there's a 12-step program for the brain with regard to breathing and getting enough 2 hours of sleep and making sure that all of our neurons are circulating to do the job. I had no idea that that created inflammation in the brain. And, you know, that's the kiss of death. If you get inflammation that runs amok, I mean, I think that's the step toward cancer is what I've read.
Yeah. One of the MIT studies that we followed up with, and I got to meet the brain sitter at MIT and bring our brain tap in to see them. They did a study about blue light, and they made the mistake of saying that nobody was using blue light, flickering blue light. So luckily one of our investors knows the person who runs the brain lab at MIT. So I got a meeting with them, and I showed them that we could increase gamma by 23% by a 20-minute session on the brain tap. Now, what's so important with gamma for the listeners, as we get better looking and more intelligent with age, certain things happen to our body, right? So our brain starts to slow down and we get plaquing in the brain. This amyloid plaque, a lot of people thought, well, that's just the way it is. It's aging. We're losing our memory, our cognitive function that we're talking about. Well, blue light, and when you get to alpha, what happens is it's a harmonizing frequency. So think about a tuning fork. And you hit the tuning fork and it resonates that frequency. When you go through these different frequencies, especially alpha, we're breaking down that amyloid plaque. And we showed, and that's when gamma happens. Now, when that happens, they don't know yet, but the study shows that memory, cognition, that neuroplasticity we're talking about, all of that comes together because the brain, not just the liver, a lot of people know the liver will regenerate itself, mm-hmm. but now they know the brain will. Because the brain is the master processor. The only thing that controls the brain is the heart. The heart is the only organ that actually tells the brain what to do. That's why it's so important when somebody says, metaphysically speaking, follow your heart. The reality is if you don't have heart coherency, you don't have brain coherency, because that's what brings the oxygen and blood flow to the brain. So the heart tells you what to do, but the brain has to follow those instructions, and it instructs every other part of the body.
Now, isn't it that same plaque that drives Alzheimer's and dementia?
Yeah. Well, that's what they think. Of course, there's no, I think they're going to find out that's true because, you know, when they give it to rats, you know, they start to forget where their water bottle is and things like that. So, you know, they haven't done it with people yet, but we know when we've worked with people, how, as you do meditation, relaxation, visualization techniques, how you can wake up the brain. The brain never gets old. The problem is, like Dr. Wayne Dyer said, never let an old person inhabit your body. So many people think, you know, they allow themselves to think like an old person instead of, you know, we can think ourselves young or we can think ourselves old. And in ancient times, for instance, if we were in a tribe, who holds the wisdom of the tribe? It's not the young kids. Elders. It's the elders. They had great memories then. So it might have something to do with the way we lead our life, so stressful, and also the foods we consume and things of that nature.
Wonderful. So I just wanted to share that my husband has Alzheimer's, and people are just in disbelief when they find out that he's had it for a decade and he's still totally coherent, remembers night to morning what trip I'm leaving for and asks what time I'm going to the city I'm going to. And it's because of all the things that we're talking about, you know, make sure the brain is working well with tools like BrainTap that we've talked about, and just tuning into what people are interested in and giving them more of that.
Exactly. One thing is that the intention is so important because intention drives emotion, which drives behavior again. So they also know, they've done study after study with you have a loved one there and you have the intention that they're going to be well, you're actually feeding their energy field. You're changing them. There's a technology out there called radionics that uses stellar wave technology, but that's just what our brain does. So when we say a prayer for another person, we're actually sending them energy in their body through we're all photonic beings, so we're absorbing that photon and we're getting that knowledge.
Exactly. Well, I tell him he's not allowed to leave me here alone. He's got to stay. <That's> If I can just keep his body in shape, we're going to be much better.
You know, I love the thing that's really incredible is that in this time period, we have an opportunity to start measuring and being able to scientifically talk about things and concepts in particular that we've heard about and that have been talked about for literally thousands of years. The idea of people communicating across great distances and about intentions, and it's very refreshing. Thank you, Dr. Porter, for talking to us about that today and bringing that to light.
You're welcome. There's so much out there that I think people are going to just be in awe of what's going to happen in this world, because we're the first generation that refuses to go just quickly into aging. We want to stay healthy. We want to keep our minds active. We want to keep our body active.
Yeah, youth and vitality. You know what? That's really where it's at. And it doesn't matter what age you are. That's your focus, right? To always stay youthful, always to stay vital, stay engaged, and beautiful things will happen.
That's right. Yep.
Well, looking forward to hearing about all the new things that you're going to be bringing out to us, Dr. Porter, and we're going to have you back again.
Okay, absolutely. I'd love to do that.
So if you want to check out Dr. Porter again, it's braintaptech.com. If you want to get your first little trial, go to trybraintap.com. Dr. Porter, it's been a great pleasure having you here today, and we look forward to seeing you again very soon.
Okay, thank you both.
So stay with us. We'll be back.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience. Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, we just had Dr. Patrick Porter on. I was absolutely blown away by some of the things he said today. And this is after using the brain tap technology now for over a year.
I just love that man's brain. He's just incredible.
He is. He's got a tremendous amount of knowledge. And the best part about it, he can make it, he can break everything down, explain it to you so succinctly that it's very easy to understand. And I love that too. I really appreciate that.
Well, and the best part is that he has the big heart too, to give away what he's got for a free trial and to make it affordable, just like, you know, Ford did with the first car.
Yes. You know, there are some things that I've seen, like with heart variability, as well as meditation technologies, they're almost prohibitively expensive. We shouldn't say that, but they're relatively pricey. What Dr. Porter brings for, I think, a very great value is incredible.
Well, when I met Dr. Porter and learned about brain tap, and I had, of course, the first meditation I wrote and recorded, he wanted it for brain tap. So my meditation, my first one, is on brain tap. Isn't that cool?
That's right. That's awesome. Absolutely. Well,
and it's actually changed lives. So I'm thrilled that maybe it can help more people out there.
You know what? That's something that you always focus on, and that has brought you tremendous rewards in your life. And thank you. We really appreciate that too.
Lots of good endorphins when you help people, that's for sure.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that I love that he was talking about was the idea of breathing and how important that is. And when you think about the word inspiration, as you inspire, as you breathe in, think about that. That's literally, in opera singing, of course, we talk about it too. Every time you take a breath in, it is the inspiration for the next thing you're going to say, do, your next movement. Everything like that is tied to it. So when he talked about that, it really hit home. It's kind of fun to hear a scientific explanation of something that's been a part of my life for so long, to have, you know, have a little validation there. But I'm in total agreement with what he's saying.
Well, I know when I first met you, the first 10 minutes we talked about breathing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. It's so...
When you're a singer, that's important. But when you're a human, it's probably even more important.
Yeah, I didn't know it had so many benefits for dealing with the inflammation of the brain. That's something I'm actually really excited to have him back, because there's so many more questions that I have. But luckily, if you just start using the device, you start to notice the differences relatively quickly. It doesn't take a whole lot of time.
Exactly. Well, I was excited to hear about the sleep portion of what he said, because I learn something from that man every time I am in his presence. And I had no idea that not getting enough sleep gives your brain inflammation.
I didn't know that either. And I just watched a couple of videos about how inflammation in the brain can disrupt your entire life. But they didn't talk a whole lot about how to fix it through sleep. It was primarily through nutrition. And it was very interesting. He said that if you're not getting enough sleep, or if you're under constant stress, you're not getting the benefits of your nutrition either.
Well, it makes perfect sense, because if you read The Zone, the original one by Dr. Barry Sears, he actually is a cancer researcher, and said that inflammation is what drives cancer. And when you don't eat the proper nutrition, then all of the chemicals your body releases just raises havoc on the body and creates the additional inflammation. So one drives the other, because then if you don't get sleep, it's not utilizing your nutrition, even if you do eat healthy.
And some tremendous takeaways today. Definitely learning how to de-stress, focusing on breathing, fixing the brain, removing inflammation from the brain. I mean, there's just so many things. And it's amazing that one single technology, again, extraordinarily affordable, can make a huge difference in your life. Not just in one little part, but literally your entire life.
Exactly. I just am blown away that, you know, this is something that I learned from Earl Nightingale. I know you know he's my favorite author.
Absolutely.
And he spent his childhood trying to figure out what it was that made people successful. And the seven words that he came up with, that after reading probably the entire Los Angeles library, he figured out that seven little words broke it down. And those words are, you become what you think about.
Yes.
And I thought that was, you know, a huge revelation. And then over my career, I've since learned that he wasn't the first one that discovered that. You know, way back to Buddha, you know, thoughts become, yes. He had a quote, and off the top, I can't remember, and Rhonda Byrne, thoughts become things. And there are seven different people that I discovered said the very same thing, from Thomas Edison to, I think it's Einstein, and all those people who said the very same thing. So the brain and your thoughts, your mindset, is absolutely the controller of even your sleep.
Yes, and every little part of your life. If you're trying to live a life of high performance, which is being a business owner, being an entrepreneur, these are things that have to be addressed, because the stress levels do get ratcheted up in addition to everything else that you have just in a normal daily life, by feeling the pressure of all the things you have to do, all the responsibility that you're taking on. And the more that you can regulate stress in your life, the more that you can bring in a natural state of relaxation, the higher performance you'll be able to have. So this is tremendous for the people who are listening, for everyone who's listening today.
Exactly. So if anyone can't remember all the things that were talked about, the one thing that you need to remember is take time every day to breathe. You know, breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, and just use that as a relaxation technique, especially when you get home from work or when just before you go to sleep.
Absolutely. And I know that you love Earl Nightingale, and I know he's one of your favorite authors. I'd like to actually quote one of my favorite authors, who just happens to be you, from your book, Insights from an Intuitive. Your own powerful thoughts not only create what you're thinking, but also create who you become. That's significant word of wisdom right there.
Well, and it's pretty true. And I was really excited to get a quote. As many listeners know, we ask our guests to bring one of their favorite quotes. And this particular one is written by Dr. Patrick Porter himself. So I'm very excited to bring this to you. You are far greater than you've been led to believe, and far more capable than you've yet allowed yourself to be.
Yes. That is usually my point A with clients.
Exactly. We just are nowhere near our potential, any of us. And, you know, I know you know that I'm all about goals. Anybody who knows me, that's what I talk about. That's what I write about. I mean, you know, everything starts with a thought before it even becomes a goal.
Yes. And you know what? When you start down the pathway, sometimes you don't know where you're going to end up. You have no idea what the finished product is going to be, how amazing it can be when you get started. And so really leaving the space to let yourself be incredible, let yourself be fantastic and awesome. It's a tremendous change in permission for most people. And as you start to grow and develop because of training and growth, you just don't know what that changes too. That definition of what amazing is gets bigger and gets better.
Well, and it also gives you space for creativity, because Absolutely. As we learned today from Dr. Porter, the brain and the body is a magnificent piece of equipment that we all have. And what we need to do is take it for a spin. And if you are closed-minded when you're creating, then you're cutting off all of that magnificent creativity that we all possess.
Yes, that is something that we've talked about a couple of times as well, is just that idea of allowing creativity into your space, into your life, into everything around you, not cutting it off too early, really letting things run out there and seeing what happens.
Well, and then let's talk for a minute about brainstorming.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Where creativity really has an opportunity to bubble over.
Yeah, especially when you bring in more than one mind, more than just yourself, get a few people around. Great thing.
Well, and you know, and think about it. What Dr. Porter said, and I didn't really think about this before either, was we gather information from the universe through our breathing, and we also gather it from our ears and our hearing.
Yes.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yes. You know, there's when you're utilizing his technology, there's these amazing sounds that you hear that literally change your brain waves so that you're in a place where you can absorb the information that he's also providing you through the guided meditations, really let your brain run wild and free, and very, very stimulating. And then also it works to calm you down, to take away all these extra stressors that we're feeling all the time.
Well, and one of the other things we can do is take our shoes off and walk barefooted on the earth, whether it's sand or dirt or grass.
Yes.
Because that helps ground us, and it also helps get us reconnected.
Literally grounding the body, absolutely, just like electricity, absolutely.
Yes, I think sometimes we forget that we're humans, and humans need to be more human-like.
Well, it's funny, for a podcast episode where we're talking about the brain, we ended up at the feet. We moved all the way down the body. We went from head to toe, literally, today. We did everything.
Exactly.
So today was a fantastic interview with Dr. Patrick Porter. Again, if you want to check out his work, go to braintaptech.com. Next episode, we've got a lady named Sally Domingo Laughlin, who is an international speaker, best-selling author, and women's money expert. She's the founder of Women Wealth Mastery, and she's developed some educational and mentorship programs to help her clients learn how to embrace their money to catapult their lifestyles. She's been a six-figure entrepreneur for over 25 years in three industries, not just one. And she's held licenses as a financial advisor in variable products, life insurance, and in long-term care. We're going to be talking to her next time. We're excited to have her here. Cindy, thanks again for a fantastic episode today, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Yes, it's going to be fun, but we have one more segment with this show, and we will be talking more about some of the coaching behind getting your brain on fire.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.